Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hour two of Prime Time, a Schultzy, Shod, and Will edition. No Isaac, no Suk, but we're here breaking down all the fun stuff from the weekend.
Where the hell are Isaac and Suk today?
I believe Rob. Actually, you know what? I don't know where Rob is. I believe Suk is on a long vacation for like a week and a half or two. He usually goes to like Mexico or
somewhere awesome,
somewhere amazing. Like, Will, do you have any more information on this than I do?
No, he doesn't tell me things.
See, you think everybody says, because Will is mini Suk, everybody says that Suk tells Will everything, but I always ask him and I know.
Will is supposed to be mini Suk?
Yes.
There's a general consensus at our gym, I will say it. Shout out Crunch Fitness.
Because
he is my father. There's a thought there.
Oh, okay.
He wishes.
I don't say mini Suk. I mean like Suk Zero, you know, like no sugar
what?
Type Suk. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
a little lighter. Yeah,
no
exactly. Tats. Yeah, right?
Sounds like Mariota Zero. Yeah. Some people, Zero for the Eagles this year.
Yeah. Some people say 2.0, you know, because I'm taller, better
like
looking.
It.
You know, whatever. Whatever
yeah.
you prefer to call me.
Yeah, I like it.
Just
man.
Keep thinking you're taller
I mean,
than
I I'll say this, man.
I'm way taller than
How much taller?
By 2 inches, maybe three.
I actually
depends
to
on where you measure from.
I just need to open my eyes. Maybe because I'm much shorter and looking up at you both, it just doesn't look
nobody
like
has transformed their look more than Jason Sukanik. Like,
ooh.
If you remember what Suk looked like, I'm talking about Danner Boots guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? The one that was pretty much everything, flannels and Danner Boots. That was Suk,
Wrangler
you know,
jeans.
All the Wrangler jeans, like, straight up and down. Now.
He was farving it. Yeah.
If you see this fool now, like, I remember we did the Winco Foods Open together. We hadn't seen each other for about a year because I almost never see anybody here. I get the weirdest looks when I walk in the building sometime. Like, I'm here on Sundays. Nobody ever is here on Sunday, right? It's dark in the building when you guys come here, for
just
the most part.
Totally
not dark,
empty.
But it's the lights are off. It looks very dim in here when you come in on a Sunday morning or Saturday morning. So nobody's here. I'll walk in, like, today and get all those way. Who the hell is this guy? Mind you, I'm 6'3", 245-pound black dude, just walking through the building. Usually it catches a lot of people's eye. Like, who the hell is this guy? But I can remember not seeing Suk for a while, and he pulled up on me at the Winco Foods Open. I'm like, yo, look at this guy in his Jordans and his nice little lineup. Went to the black barbershop and got the lineup looking crispy. It's like, okay, Suk.
It's
all right, bro. Look at your flint. Look at your polo and your shorts. Like, who dressed you? Your girl clearly
it's
dressed you.
It's the special lady friend. Because,
yeah,
like, once
clearly
he moved,
dressed you.
I remember watching the show back in the old days when you know they were on a different channel and he was very clearly from Le Center. It was like, yep, that's a Le Center battleground, Hawkinson, Woodland look. Like, you've got cowboy boots on, unironically. You have Wrangler jeans that you haven't washed all week.
Straight up.
Driving a pickup truck.
You've got a shirt that's got a couple holes in it, but they're low enough to where no one really notices you're fine. You're right. He has changed. I would say that if you want a number two, like, most of my changes happened before I came here.
Oh, I remember when we first met. Fun. You were a big guy.
You want to have some fun? Go look at the old roster photos at Central. Go look at the old Facebook profile photo.
When you had hair?
There's some change. And it happened in the span of 3 years.
I remember,
it's a big change.
I remember meeting you initially, and I was like, oh, Will's a big-ass dude, man. But not the way you are now. Like, you were, you know.
I was a bigger dude. I was a bigger dude.
A little pudgier, you know?
I was a bigger dude. A
couple spare tires around the
little cushion for the pusher. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
And so, mind you, you're out.
I got that. Is what I'm saying.
You're out one day, and so okay, Will's going to come in and be our producer. This fool walked in. I was like, "Who the hell are you?"
Yeah.
Oh, because I had to reintroduce myself. Like, "Hey, man, Rashawn." I was like, "Oh yeah, man, we've met.
Yeah, we've seen each other."
Oh crap, Will? Yeah. Is that you?
No, dude, it's the best thing ever in public. If I don't really want to see someone from the old high school days, they don't recognize me.
You know, and here's the great part. And I'm kind of in this boat, not as much as you, but when you're huge, right? Like gaining weight, losing weight, like people say stuff to you, it's the same thing, but it's the way they say it.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
When you're small, or when you're big and you get small, people are like, "Hey, man. Man, what have you been up to? Look at you. What have you been doing?" Uh-huh. But when you're small and get big, it's like, "Hey, man, like, what have you been up to?"
Okay.
You
know, like, yeah, getting really into milkshakes there, yeah. Bud. Like,
you
what
good?
Are you? What you doing? No, the only thing that I did wrong was, I wish I had stayed big to the point like where I got married and then lost all the weight, because
right.
I had an old guy in Ellensburg, and maybe this says something more about him than it does me, but. He came up to me at the bar, and I was a big dude, and he goes, "Hey, like, do you have a girlfriend or anything like that?" And it was at the time,
it's
like,
a weird.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Weird, come on, all
it,
right.
It was a weird thing. You know, we were friends. That was the one time I went to that bar. But it was, you know, through the conversation, he goes, "Yeah, I was skinny when I met my wife, and then I got really fat." Well, the problem is, in the wedding photos, here's this skinny, good-looking guy, and now anytime anyone comes around the house or they see him, it's all, "Hey, man, you used to look really good when you were in your 20s.
Who's this guy in the pictures?
You look gross now in your 40s. I think the play would have been to reverse it.
There you go.
Be really gross in the wedding photo, be a fat slob, and then be skinny. And then everyone's like, "Wow, you're amazing." And I wouldn't even have to lose that much weight, just enough to not be a fat slob.
There it is.
All right, let's take a few minutes before we have to get out and basically miss an opportunity to talk any sports really quickly. But let's look at where all of the Pac-12 and other local players were drafted. First, wanted to give props to the Ducks and Beavers. Of course, a lot of them found professional homes over the weekend, and actually a lot of Pac-12, not quite a Pac-12 record, but close. We are just getting so close to the numbers of the SEC. Well, I guess were, because the Pac-12 is now gone. But to start off with Oregon, of course, the first pick in the 12th pick in the first round, Bo Nix going to the Denver Broncos. Jackson Powers Johnson going in the second round, 44th overall, to the Vegas Raiders. Great center there. Troy Franklin, actually the Denver Broncos getting him in the fourth round, trading up to do so. Kyrie Jackson, defensive back, leaving a huge hole in the defensive backfield for Oregon, going as well in the fourth round to the Minnesota Vikings. Defensive lineman Brandon Dorlis, huge up front, not necessarily a big sack guy, but he really affects the run game. He's going to the Falcons in the fourth round as well. Evan Williams to the Packers in the fourth round. Another big hole left in the defensive backfield. Bucky Irving, a big one, fourth round, 25th pick in the fourth round, 125 overall, going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers alongside Baker Mayfield. I don't think he's going to be a premier back in the NFL, but he's definitely going to be one of a tandem. He might be a third down guy, quick speed. Yeah, they'll definitely use him. And then Jamal Hill, the final pick for the Oregon Ducks, sixth round, 12th pick in the sixth round, 188th overall, the linebacker going to the Houston Texans. Jamal is very good, but kind of undersized for a defensive back, so he moved to linebacker and kind of this in-between guy, looking to probably get some special teams reps in the NFL. But good for all those guys for the Ducks. For your Oregon State Beavers, Talisa Fuaga, the first rounder going to the Nolan Saints, Their tackle needs hopefully being filled by Fuaga there. I'm not sure who their quarterback's going to be. Might be Spencer Rattler, might be David Carr. We'll get into Spencer Rattler later. But the Beavers then had two more guys taken in the fifth round. Wide receiver Anthony Gould, local guy. Congrats to the Oregon guy, right? Oregon City's Anthony Gould, if I'm not mistaken. And he went to the Indianapolis Colts, a great home for him.
It's a nice landing spot.
I know, right? Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen's your head coach. We got some Colts news coming up later in the show as well. So, yeah, huge, huge spot for Gould to land. And then Kedon Oladapo, the defensive back, also going in the fifth round to the Green Bay Packers. So congrats to all those guys. Rashad, I know that you're super happy to see a lot of Ducks and Beavers going. Is there anybody other than Bo Nix that stands out to you in that list that maybe teams could be expecting more from they initially thought that they're getting?
I was thinking about it a lot, and I was going to say Troy Franklin. You know, I think there are a lot of people that were kind of surprised that Troy Franklin slipped into the fourth round.
Yeah,
you know,
kind of so knocking his size a little.
Yeah, especially if you, you know, and for me, size doesn't really matter. If you look at somebody like, if you look at somebody like Steve Smith Sr., you know, who was an undersized wide receiver for a really long time in the NFL and was a great undersized wide receiver. You look at guys like Julian Edelman, who was also a really good undersized receiver. I think somebody like Troy Franklin could fit in really, really well. And then he gets to play alongside his college teammate in Bo Nix in Denver. So I thought that was a huge pick. And if anybody of any of the Ducks that were drafted, I really thought it was Troy Franklin. That fourth round was huge for the Oregon Ducks. What, they have five guys going the fourth round? Like, that's big. And when you're a fourth-round pick, fourth-round pick, you are projected to be a part of the team. You know, maybe not a starter, but somebody that plays significant minutes, you know, and or gets significant snaps, there we go, on a football team. And so I thought the fourth round was really where the Ducks, obviously, where it shined the most. But Bo Nix is clearly the crown jewel of the Ducks draftees. But, man, I thought that Troy Franklin to Denver, I thought that was huge.
I think it's smart, too, because Sean Payton, like, you're going to have Bo Nix come out. He's going to have plays flying his way. He's going to have to learn to read defenses in the system that they want. Why not go get him a safety blanket in Troy Franklin? Go and get his buddy, someone that he's used to, someone that he's played 2 years with. He has that chemistry with him as well. I love that. My big sneak, though, is Jackson Powers Johnson. To be able to get JPJ day two when he was projected as a day one guy and the Cowboys kind of went off the reservation a little bit when they went and I forget the name of the center that they went and grabbed, but they were projected to go and get JPJ. He was obviously the best center in all of college football last year. The dude is a road grader. He's also really athletic when he gets out into space. When you're asking him to pull, he looks very similar to a Jason Kelce. Like, he's out, he's not going to get outmaneuvered by a cornerback. A safety's not going to be able to use their speed to beat him. He's going to get his hands on them, and then he's going to finish blocks. That's gigantic. And he can set the protection scheme. I mean, what they ask of the center to do at Oregon is really difficult. Last year, they basically rotated seven offensive linemen in. That means at any one point, you could have a different group in, not just quarter to quarter, half to half, game to game, but drive to drive. And so you have to be able to communicate the audibles, the changes, where you're sending your pass protection to. Are you setting it based on this? Are you setting it based on that? Do you think a blitz is coming? Do you need to go to a full slide as opposed to being in a man-blocking scheme? Those are all things that Oregon asked of JPJ, and he was able to do it to the umpth degree. I mean, you were in the running for being a Joe Moore Award-winning team. You lost to UW, but you were a finalist, right? And that's the best offensive line unit in all of America. I think that that's largely falling on JPJ's shoulders, so I think that he was a great steal.
Seeing the level of just the guys now that we see on the team going to the NFL as opposed to a decade and a half ago, and even the Beavers. And by the way, I should mention thank you to the Vancouver Ford text line, Oladapo from Clackamas as well. So I can't forget him also being a local kid. But yeah, the level of talent coming from Oregon is just astounding to me after growing up in kind of a mediocre time and then watching the program kind of get better, more national prominence. The same with Oregon State, obviously not at the same level, but still very good. It was very impressive to see the number of total players taken in the Pac-12 as well. And actually by school, Rashad, it lined up exactly with what their standings did in the conference. So Washington had 10 players drafted, first in the conference, won the championship game. Number two, Oregon, 8 players drafted, finished second in the Pac-12, lost in the championship game. USC, third, 7 players drafted. I mean, you go here, Utah, fourth, 5 players drafted. Arizona, Oregon State, Washington State all have 3. UCLA and Cal, 2-1. Stanford is 1. Arizona State and Colorado with none at the very bottom of the conference. So it kind of sucks. It's bittersweet. It's an awesome opportunity, but it sucks at the same time to really examine the success of the Pac-12 at producing NFL talent. It's like I just said, a massive shift from years past. And just to see the conference really getting close to the level numbers-wise of the Big Ten and the SEC, the Pac-12 actually beat the Big Ten 43-42 overall draft picks.
Did it, though?
What do you mean?
Because now they're the same place.
No, I hear you. But looking at the final year of the Pac-12 and its existence, and hey, Rashad, the Oregon spring game, which we're going to have to push back the recap to the 5 o'clock
what?
Hour.
No.
We have to, because we've got Stockwatch coming up next, and we've also got In the News the rest of the 4 o'clock hour. We will recap on Oregon spring game, but funny to see that it was on the Pac-12 network, as you mentioned, you know, Oregon really still being in the Pac-12. No, those are still Pac-12 picks. They aren't quite Big Ten picks yet, and they did beat the Big Ten by 1. Second, though, to the SEC with 59. But Oregon did get 8 picks in the first round as well. 8 Pac-12 had 8 picks in the first round, excuse me, 1 short of its all-time record. So just to see the success, it's awesome, but it also sucks. So I hate to see the Pac-12 go, and it's just another one of these unfortunate circumstantial things that we're seeing happen as this goes away. Thanks, George Kliavkov. Appreciate you. All right, let's move on. We got to get to Stockwatch. What are Rashad and I buying and selling from the world of sports over the weekend? It's 420 on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Primetime Stockwatch. What's all the hype? Are Isaac and Soup buying it or calling BS and unloading it fast?
Sounds to me like you guys are a couple of bookies.
Is the hype accurate or a bunch of hot gas? Before you buy or sell, listen close.
It's easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man worthwhile is the man who can smile when his shorts aren't too tight in the seat.
Primetime Stockwatch is brought to you by 1-800-DIVORCE. When you need to take stock of your rights, 1-800-DIVORCE is on your side. Call 1-800-DIVORCE today.
All right, let's get right into Stock Watch. What are Rashad and I buying and selling from the busy weekend of sports? We'll turn it over to the wonderful producer, at least today, because Ryan Buckley is out as well. Take it away, Will Ortner.
You're going to say, like, you know, what about a weapon? What about offensive linemen? We look at as weapons. That group, when we talk about attacking, and we talk about attacking on offense, offensive line is the tip of the spear.
That is Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh talking about his first-round pick, Joe Alt. They would later go on to get Ladd McConkey in the second round as well. Buy or sell, Harbaugh will build a winner around Justin Herbert.
I'm going to go buy here, and here is why I say buy. I believe in Jim Harbaugh. I've not been the hugest fan of him from afar, but in the last few years, what he's done at Michigan after seeing his success with pretty much every quarterback he's ever had under his tutelage, you know, extending Alex Smith's career, allowing Colin Kaepernick to flourish and be what he was in his system. Now you see the success that he had with J.J. McCarthy. Some people say that it's more the system, but regardless, he's elevated quarterbacks. I do believe he's going to elevate Justin Herbert. He knows how to build teams as well around quarterbacks, and I don't think that the Chargers would have paid him what they're paying him and brought him in on such a long deal if they didn't think it was going to happen. They've made so many mistakes, so I will buy that all day.
I am also buying it. The Chargers have been what we call charging it for the past few years. They've been close, but no cigar. You know, they've had really good teams. They've had great rosters around them. Unfortunately, it hasn't really equated to any playoff wins or even playoff appearances over the last little bit. But the one thing we know about Jim Harbaugh is he is a winner. He wins almost everywhere he goes. If he doesn't win the big one, he gets you pretty damn close to it. Jordan just mentioned all the great quarterbacks he's helped kind of cultivate over the last few years. But I think Jim Harbaugh, it's a five-year thing. You get 5 years out of Jim Harbaugh. Anything after that, it becomes a problem. And so, he was at Michigan for what, 5 years?
I think he got to seven.
7 years, yeah.
Helps that they leave after 4 and 5 because they have to.
Exactly. And so, I mean, I think he's going to be there to get on your nerves just long enough to be in a winning position. So, yes, I do think he's going to restore some type of winning mentality to this Chargers squad.
Do you know who holds the Bears franchise record for receiving yards?
Ooh. Brandon Marshall?
It's a good guess.
It's a great guess. It is actually someone named Johnny Morris.
It's an old record, man. It goes back a long way.
Johnny Morris.
How many did he got?
He's got 5,059 yards.
That's it.
In a career?
In the career, yes. Man, he played in the 50s and 60s.
Welcome,
Rome.
To our world, Rome. Welcome.
That's on one of our sister stations out in Chicago. That's Romo Dunze, and he just learned what the all-time Bears receiving yardage record is. Yes, 5,059 yards there. Buy or sell, the Bears have not only created a winner, but they will win a Super Bowl in the Caleb Williams Odunze era.
I want to say bye, but this has been, and correct me if I'm wrong, Chicago is building a new stadium here in the next few years, right? They are trying to, Will.
They're trying to? I don't know that that is a for sure thing.
If they did, it would be a dome.
No, they wouldn't stay outside. Look, I think this is very similar to what has been going on around here, where they have all these renderings and ideas of things that they're going to do, but they don't actually have approval to do it.
Okay, well, at this point then, because they still play outside, they are one of these very cold weather teams in the NFL that, really, it's not just my opinion. You look at the facts, the Green Bay Packers, the Buffalo Bills, they build themselves differently because they play in such cold weather. The Chicago Bears are one of those. I'm going to sell that. Not because of Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze's talent and me trying to dog on them, because that's not it at all. I just don't think that a cold weather team without a run-first attack is ever going to succeed in the NFL. And as good as they are, and while Eberflus is their coach, they're going to have to get that one changed over. At this point, I'm going to say sell. Rashad?
Man. Assuming he has a pretty long career there, assuming he plays there for about 8 years, I'm also going to sell it. Like, I really want to buy the fact that Roma Dunze, if you watched him at Washington, we know what type of player he is, what type of receiver he is. I think this is the best probably young or rookie quarterback to receiver combination that we may have seen. However, there's so many other things that go into playing for Chicago. Eberflus has his hands full at this point, but it's going to be freezing cold. We'll see if a kid that played at Washington and in Southern California is going to be able to really handle that. I don't see why every team doesn't have a dome in the first place, especially if you play in such a cold weather city. But I think the Bears have a little more to worry about right now, like the Lions and the Packers, who both have their guy, you know, at Triggerman, at least for now. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and sell that for now.
And thanks to the Vancouver Ford text line saying, yes, ESPN reported they are in the works of trying to get funds to have a dome of sorts. So if they do get to a dome, I will buy this. But literally, it hinges on whether they are playing outside or inside for 8 games of the season.
You didn't get to see it here. You can see.
You've seen Nemhard hook him initially. Portis didn't like it, and then they just got tangled up.
That's the TNT Sports audio of Bobby Portis getting kicked out in the last game. Right now, Milwaukee Bucks, they're down 3-1 to the Pacers. Buy or sell, Dame will never win a title.
Oh, that's a hard one, brother. They're going to have to – they don't need significant retooling in Milwaukee. I don't think they have to blow the thing up. I think they do need to – Pat Connaughton's done. They need to figure him out. They've got to get a better shooting piece off the bench. His stats just weren't good. He would hit, like, maybe a three. God, he shot, like, 5 or 6 or 7 during some games. He would only hit one. So I don't think that they're, like, in need of a total rebuild to compete for a championship. But, man, I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm going to say – sell, because at this point Dame is getting older. He's not guaranteed to score 30 a game next year, and Milwaukee does need a couple of pieces to get to the championship caliber team that they want to be right now. So I'm gonna say sell.
So that'd be a buy.
Oh, buy that.
He
will
won't
never
win.
I'm going
he
opposite.
Never.
He will never win. So I guess yes, I will buy.
God, I don't. Oh, that's a tough one.
This is a really good one, Will.
Thanks.
Man, I don't want to do this. I'm gonna buy it as well. I just don't think this. Minnesota. This Milwaukee team is really made for a championship right now, especially considering who their head coach is. Glenn Rivers has never been a great coach. I refuse to call him Doc. His name is Glenn. I will call him that until he doctors up some type of winning formula. Then this team is just not built for that. They don't really have a bench like that. Pat Connaughton, you know, some guy named Green, Gallinari's on their bench. Not a lot of pieces really there to build something great outside of the guys in your starting lineup. The worst thing they did was letting go of Drew Holiday. And I know you traded Drew Holiday to get Damian Lillard, but now you've become the worst defensive team, you know, really in the playoffs at this point because you can't guard anybody on the perimeter. I think it's a huge problem. I don't know if it's going to get better, especially as Dame is getting older. We've seen him deal with some injuries and stuff, so I think some of that's coming into play. I don't want to say no, but it's hard to see him winning a championship.
I will say it's odd that you move on from the point guard, from Milwaukee's perspective, that won you a championship. Obviously, Dame is amazing, but there's no defense there. So are you saying that, well, one of the other players that we got is totally going to make that up? That one will confuse me for quite some time. And I'm not sure that I'll ever be okay with Damian Lillard leaving, and maybe that's why I asked the question, but I digress. All right, Will, thank you so much for putting together such a bang-up edition of Stock Watch. It's brought to you every Monday by Goldberg & Jones. When it comes to divorce, custody, or child support issues, call 1-800-DIVORCE. Phone questions answered at no charge. All right, let's get to In the News coming up next, but first, here's Will with a sports update.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Really quickly before we get to in the news, I do need to respond to the Vancouver Ford text line. It sure is warm in New England, where Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls. It took an act of God to stop the Randy Moss team from winning a 7th. You know what? I hear what you're saying, talking about the Patriots also playing in cold weather without a run-first attack. However, Tom Brady's Tom Brady, 1, and 2, they literally remade NFL offenses with their double tight end attack, all right? They drafted the murderer Aaron Hernandez along with Rob Gronkowski to specifically turn the offense into something new. They did. Everybody else in the NFL followed them. Rashad, you just said off air, it's a literal copycat league. And that's the story
also,
there.
Also, I don't think Tom Brady and Gronkowski is a great comparison. Or Tom Brady and Randy Moss, that's the greatest pairing for a wide receiver and quarterback potentially ever. I mean, I understand Jerry Rice and Montana, but yo, like the things that the Patriots were doing that year, and I'm a Pats fan, the way they were running through teams that year wasn't close. Throw the ball up in the air and watch Randy Moss go get it, like that was crazy. Like, so I don't know if that's the best comparison, but I totally understand what the texts are saying.
Yeah, it annoys me. I'm not trying to, you know, be like, oh, you're wrong, but you're wrong.
that double tight end system, man, that's dividends.
That's the reason for success. And in a cold weather town, they literally remade offense, and that's what you have to do: either run or come up with a new way of offense. Why did the NFL hire Chip Kelly? Because he came up with a new way to play offense.
Tom Brady did it. Well, Jordan did a lot of stuff that people can't do. So I get it.
Maybe Mahomes.
When you're that special, exactly. Mahomes, you know.
He's doing it in a cold weather city. It's a special player.
Yeah, you got to be a special type of dude to do that. We'll see if that's Caleb Williams right now.
Yeah, if you put Tom Brady in Chicago, they probably would have had a couple of Super Bowls. Put him on any of the 32 teams, they would have. All right, it is Monday, April 29th, 2024, and it is time for In the News. I am your carbon-using newsman, actually a former real newsman, so always like a trip down memory lane for me when we do these segments. Got our crack team of correspondents, Rashad Taylor, Will Ortner here.
Let's hear your news voice.
It's this.
Oh, okay.
1080 The Fan.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
There's a reason I don't work for the news.
Straight up, I get it.
Trust me, I had to try to come up with like a straight-ahead voice, and they told me when I was 22, like, just talk reading news for the first time. So I did, and it worked. I always get asked that when I'm out, like, do you have a radio voice?
You're listening to it.
Yeah, it's me. I don't really, like, I'm not like Tom Likas from back in the day. Cause I suck. Coming at you. Like, I just, I, if I came on and basically puked into the mic every time and acted like, what was Rop's least favorite phrase, rockin' you on a Friday? If that's how I came in and I talked and I tried to say in a special voice, rockin' you on a Friday, I would have no friends. Nobody would hang out with me. All right, it is Viral Video Day. Viral Video Day here on April 29th. What was the first viral video y'all remember watching? For me, I'm pretty sure it had to be like that Let's Get Some Shoes thing. Probably in middle school at the time. Shoes. Let's get some shoes. Mm-hmm. These Soulja shoes
Boy
suck.
Soulja Boy Tell'em's a really
Soulja
good
Boy
one.
Tell'em.
Soulja Boy Tell'em is... Like, I was so young that I didn't realize it was a viral video till after the fact. Like, I just knew the song. That's mm-hmm. like, that's third grade for me.
Yeah. I mean, if we're being honest about viral videos as far as what viral means, mm-hmm. and not to go too dark on people or anything, well, no pun intended, but Rodney King, you know, no. That was the first thing I can remember, like, a video that everybody saw, and you know, it's kind of one of those things, but
I think viral
for the more fun things, yeah, Soulja Boy Tell'em.
I think viral was the way that it was spread, was kind of first word of mouth being passed from person to person. Like, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the first ever, or one of what is considered the first ever viral videos, was the project that the creators of South Park put together. Like Jesus and Santa or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. Because they did like two clips where it was like Jesus versus Santa.
Thank you. Jesus versus Santa. Yeah. They did it for, it was like a Fox or some TV executive's birthday. And that ended up making it around the company.
And made it to South Park.
And it made it
South Park.
Yeah, on the internet. Yeah. And essentially they turned that into South Park. So that's kind of what I think a viral video includes. But that's a great question, Rashad. What is the definition of viral? Because nowadays there's influencers, there's micro influencers. Like, going viral is considered to have like 500,000 views now, and that's frankly not that much in the grand scheme of things, right?
Charlie Bit My Finger was pretty great.
That was a good viral video. Anybody on the Vancouver Ford text line?
One where the kid goes to the dentist, you know, and gets the not the laughing gas, but you know, kind of gets put under a little bit, and he comes to. Not via.
He's
really is this real life? I remember that one. Yeah,
talking crazy.
The cinnamon challenge on the Vancouver Ford text line, pointing that out. That's dangerous. Yeah, don't do that.
What's the Will Ferrell?
The rent.
With the rent.
The
yeah.
rents do with the baby, yeah. And she's just foul mouthed.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
That's a great one. That's Funny or Die. Yeah, Pearl.
Pearl. That's
Pearl.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's also National Zipper Day. On this day in 1913, Swedish-American scientist and inventor Gideon Sundbach received a patent for this curious contraption he called the hookless fastener.
Are we calling him a scientist? He's not a scientist.
I mean...
That's not science.
Isn't inventing a form of science?
No, I mean,
he invented the zipper, though.
That's not... Inventing the zipper isn't science.
Of course it is. Have you ever seen how a zipper works?
You just, like, put the thing on and the two things go together. It's not science. That's not science.
Are they magnets? Like, I don't
know. As someone with a science degree, which I agree is bullsh, it's not science.
It is.
And my degree shouldn't be in science.
You're attaching one thing to another.
It's not science.
I think it's science in the same way, like, Velcro is science.
That's not science.
Holding things together. And they take scientific research to figure out.
It's an entrepreneur. So, like, by this logic, then, like... Logan Paul, for helping be a part of the crew that invented Prime, is a scientist.
Yes.
No, he hired scientists to formulate that for him.
But he still runs it. Then Edison isn't a scientist. Because that's the same thing.
Have you ever tried to fix a broken zipper? Yes, actually.
Can't do it.
Buy a new one.
Can't do it.
If it is smashed, you can fix it. So if, like, I smashed mine in my front door, we had a coat rack sitting, like, right by the door, so when it closed, one of my favorite blazer jackets, the zipper got smashed in. Yeah, you get some pliers, you can totally pull that out, but trying to fix a zipper, if it's broken, like, broken in half, no.
I have this great Givenchy, like, kind of, you know, tote bag type thing that I pack stuff in. And it broke, and I can't fix it. So there's
got to buy a new one. Well, I guess apparently
that bag was.
Apparently, you got to find a scientist.
There you go.
Apparently, you have to find a scientist to fix it.
And they work with the cleaners, the dry cleaners. There you go.
Other viral videos coming into the Vancouver Ford text line: more cowbell, rock star, Nickelback, Tourette's guy. Yeah, there's so many options. That sounds like right around the same time that I was starting to watch all those viral videos online. YouTube. What a beautiful thing. And also, just a quick couple of notable birthdays. Comedian Jerry Seinfeld, 70 today. Daniel Day-Lewis, 67. Michelle Pfeiffer, 66. Eve Plum from Brady Bunch is 66 as well. Megan Boone from The Blacklist, 41. Any of those guys or gals you want to have dinner with? I would love to have dinner with Jerry Seinfeld.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, my God. That's hot.
Michelle Pfeiffer, probably. I bet she's still probably pretty hot at 60-something.
I think she'd be a fun hang because there's just so much that she's done. She has so many stories
I have Catwoman stories. I don't really care about everything else. I have a lot of Batman Returns stories.
Oh, and Uma Thurman, 54. Missed her, so did not want to forget that one. She's a big star.
Yeah.
Ish.
If you're into that kind of thing.
I don't know. Kill Bill, Batman and Robin. All right, anyways, we got to go. All right, the Oregonian that won the $1.3 billion Powerball was revealed today, or will be revealed today, trying to see when they actually reveal the name. That's next on a Schulte, Rashad, and Will edition of Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is In the News for April 29th, 2024. We have been anxiously awaiting to find out who the winner of the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot was here in Oregon.
Here we go.
You know, before I reveal this, this is just so funny because my mom, she works for the Oregon Lottery and tells me stories all the time of whenever somebody wins in another state, they always come bitching to her like, nobody ever wins here in Oregon. Nobody ever takes it locally. It's all rigged. Everybody should win. And then I'm like, wait, everybody should win? Like in Bruce Almighty, when everybody prayed to God to win the lottery, then Bruce answered yes to all of them. And what did they win, like $17 each or something like that?
I mean, they won. They didn't say how much they want to win.
Exactly, you idiots. Like, that's not how it works. So now that there has been a winner here, hopefully people will stop coming up to my mom and being like, yeah, nobody local wins. Like, yes, they do. They absolutely do. Okay? So the winners of Oregon's largest ever lottery jackpot, this is from Oregon Live, and the eighth largest lottery win in history are married couple Chang Saifon, I hope I'm saying that correctly, and Duan Pen Saifon, as well as their friend Liza Liam Chow. The married couple from Portland, Chow is from Milwaukee. They bought the ticket together.
It's awesome.
Oregon Lottery announcing their names with great fanfare today down in Salem.
As they moved to California.
Yeah, as they were on their way out to their yacht, right? The married couple have already been paid out, basically. So this isn't actually split three ways. This is going to be a two-way split. The married couple gets half. And then the one person gets half. So it looks like splitting the $422,309,000 that remained after taxes, each of them is going to get just over a couple hundred mil. So the married couple getting, what, 210, 11 mil? And the single person from Milwaukee getting about 111 mil. That is crazy.
Those are big numbers, man. And granted, $1.3 billion, and I only walk away with two, not tripping, don't get me wrong, not mad that I'm only walking away with $200 million, somewhere around there, but still, I kind of want that hole.
Really cool it was revealed how they bought their tickets, because, you know, you wonder, did they buy one? They actually bought 20 lottery tickets for $200, so they did go in. I would say this is obviously never an investment, never do this for investment purposes, this is entertainment, and it sounds like they had a couple hundred bucks. You know, just to waste on some entertainment. But he says for several months, he expected that there was something coming. He felt like a big win, but maybe no more than a mil or two. All of a sudden, they win this jackpot, him and his wife do. He used to be a machinist working on airplane parts, and obviously now doesn't have to.
Had to get out of the Boeing game, huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
Working on airplane parts, bro. You deserve it.
And, of course, this was already known, but to remind you, the historic winning ticket was sold at a Plaid Pantry in Northeast Portland. That store got $100,000 for selling the winning ticket. I always thought it was a million to the store that got the winner, but still cool.
It should be based on how much the actual jackpot was worth. Like, that's bullshit. Fibo's only, you get a $1.3 billion
and $100,000,
and you get $100,000 back. Like,
you get
that's
like a portion, like 2%,
yeah,
3%.
Why not? Why not? For all my pain and suffering.
And now I don't know how this works, because I would assume like taxes on this, because the half of it's gone. It's not all going to federal taxes, since this was a win in Oregon. What, that $400 million windfall, $500 windfall split in some way. Oregon's going to get a couple hundred mil of that, right? To inject into its coffers, I would assume. The lottery money, it goes towards schools. There's things that it can be used for. So this is a big windfall for Oregon as well, right?
Well, you would hope so.
I would think.
Fingers crossed. I'd love to see how that money is divvied out after taxes.
It's like, I'm not the tax guy. I always owe money. I don't know how taxes work.
And then one other fun story that I saw over the weekend. This was actually up in Washington, apparently four zebras escaped onto a Washington State highway.
Yeah, up in North Bend, man.
Sunday afternoon this happened. This is from COIN. Authorities say the driver, who was transporting zebras, stopped to secure the trailer when they escaped onto I-90 eastbound near exit 32, as you said, Will, close to North Bend. So is this closer to you, or I'm not familiar with the
North Bend. North Bend is Seattle. I was in Ellensburg,
never been in North Bend.
You would
Washington.
Drive through North Bend to get to Seattle. It's all on like I-90. There's a lot of these type of like private ranches. I don't want to say
they
like out
zebras?
In North Bend, not necessarily zebras, but like I went to school with a lady who they owned a kangaroo and is it wallaby? Like wallaby farm, like she would bring her baby kangaroos into class sometimes. I don't know why she brought it into class.
Was it a black family?
No, it was not.
Okay,
they were
just curious.
They were running that out of Yakima, so
okay.
I know that there's those types of ranches out there. So maybe that's what it was for.
That's crazy. I had a really weird dream that I was being chased by a gang of wild zebra. I don't know what their intentions were when they caught me, but I ran like hell and scared
probably
the hell
just
out
trying
of me.
To get to Madagascar, dude.
I guess, man. I didn't like it either way.
Isn't that what Marty did?
That's exactly what Marty did.
Sorry, I'm watching the What a Pro Wants commercial over your shoulder right now. What a pro wants. What a pro need. No. That and the Zone, whatever. What's the second song? The Zone. Wake up. Like.
No Flex Zone.
Thank you.
Great song.
That and then the Don't Let Me Go. God, give me a new commercial to watch during the NBA, please.
Well, this one was at least about Taco Bell, so I'll take it.
All right. That's fair. All right. That is in the news for April 29th. Lots going on this weekend. And congrats once again to the winners of the $1.3 billion lottery.
Give a brother alone.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good old Oregon winners finally happening. Coming up next, it's the Hot 5 at 5. It's 4:59 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.